Modern Marriage, written by Philip Bukashin and read by Emily Wheaton. The heady aroma of roasted coffee seeps into Clara's consciousness, slowly awakening her from a dozy state among the crisp sheets Dante had changed last night, without even having to be asked. She smiles, keeping her eyes closed to relish the last moments of sleep. He must have walked to Bang Bang while she was still snoozing and bought them both coffees. Fingers crossed he's also bought me an almond croissant. Ever since they moved into their dream home in Elsternwick 5 years ago, they've been obsessed with the pastries at Bang Bang, their favourite local cafe. Clara's hand reaches out to Dante's side of the bed. Her fingers run up and down the milky white sheets, as if she's stroking him, remembering the warmth of his tummy against hers a few nights ago, his stubble tickling the nape of her neck and, better than everything, feeling connected again. Dante seems ready to try for a baby after weeks of tense conversations and simmering silences. He had avoided the topic at first, but now seems eager, maybe even a little pushy. Maybe men do have some kind of emotional cycle that isn't as obvious, or maybe marriage is just like this. Cavernous lows and delicious highs. The bottom step of the stairs to their bedroom makes its comedy creak as Dante's footsteps slowly get louder. It sounds like he is carrying something, carefully avoiding dropping it. With the anticipation of coffee, Clara opens her eyes and sits up against a propped pillow. She tidies her hair before pressing gently on the soft flesh under her eyes to massage away any puffiness. Her throat is scratchy, and she puts a palm to her forehead to check for a temperature. It's likely nothing, but she's still relieved she called in sick to work today. The bedroom door opens inwards, and there he is, handsome in his cream suit and white shirt with the top two buttons undone. He grins, and she knows it can't be fake. She knows he must truly be happy to see her, because even around his brothers, he hides his crooked tooth. Clara's told him a million times she adores his smile. He has a takeaway coffee in each hand and a brown paper bag balanced precariously on top of one. "What's the occasion?" Clara asks as she reaches for the bag and opens it to find her wish fulfilled.
"Got to look after my niña bonita," he replies, kissing her cheek and setting her coffee down on the side table. "Your throat okay?"
Clara wobbles her hand to say so-so, then sips the hot liquid, letting it sit in her mouth for a second, savouring not only the tangy sweetness, but also what it means. Because it's not just a coffee. It's an olive branch, a small sign that he loves her and is willing to work on this marriage. Like the love languages she has read about, this is an act of service after the tumult. The warmth soothes her tonsils.